This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. It's another day at the radio. And speaking of radio, if you want to hear Hall of Fame broadcasting, I want you to listen to David Bellavia. Yesterday, he was on fire. I mean, he was on fire. You could bring the biggest fire engine Buffalo has, and you wouldn't be able to put it out. It was that strong. Tony, did you hear David yesterday?
Kind of, yeah. I'm here producing and answering the calls.
That's why I asked you.
Yes, he was on fire.
He was. I mean, that's the kind of radio that I love. I love that. He had a good, he had a good firm balance. He knew what he was talking about. He decided to go for it, and he went for it. If I was programming, I'd have walked in there with a bunch of $100 bills and said, here's a bonus. For today's show. You've already done it. He could have collected that bonus in the first 15 minutes of the show. It was that good.
Yeah, he tore Cuomo apart.
Oh, man. David Bellavia. And the last thing you want as a politician is to have a Medal of Honor winner going after you. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say is wow. If you go online with WBN, it's probably still there from yesterday. It was in the first hour that he was on fire. Now, speaking of fire, Penny Wolfgang is having a birthday today. And that's what her cake may look like. No, Penny and I are dear, dear friends. And we used to have a birthday club the month of April. And who was in it? Let's see, who was in it? Don Paul was in it. Okay. Irv Weinstein was in it. Penny was in it. I was in it.
Was Carol Jason in it too?
Carol Jason was in it. And we all used to go out to lunch for our April birthdays. Well, most of them have either left the area or have left. Period. And so our club is getting smaller, but I never forget, and she never forgets, our common birthday in the month of April, Penny Wolfgang. Now, normally, today's her birthday, but how important is she? They started celebrating it in the newspaper yesterday. She was in Olaf Fub. Now, I never read Olaf Fub because I wouldn't want anybody to ever ask me, do you read Olaf Fub? No, I don't. But I was told that on Olaf Fub, it says, tomorrow is Penny Wolfgang's birthday. Now, if you're getting your birthday announced a day before, you're an important person. And she is an important person in our lives and on the bench and everything else. So happy birthday to Penny Wolfgang. And naturally, at this point, I would have said, if you see Penny today, wish her a happy birthday. The problem is, unless you're one of her relatives, you're probably not going to see her today because she'll be wearing a mask. Anytime she's outside of her own home, she'll have to flip on a mask. So I'm trying to get helpful hints on trying to figure out if that person is Penny Wolfgang or isn't.
How do you blow out the candles wearing a mask?
You have to blow out the candles through the mask. It's very hard to do. Plus, you don't want to set the mask on fire.
No!
You know what I mean? Flaming Lips.
You do not... Hey, that could be a new rock band, the Flaming Lips.
Get me some water. My lips are on fire. You can't do that. Okay. First of all, she'll be wearing a mask. Let's see. She's normal height, so that won't help you. Maybe it'll help that she's wearing a robe. Not many people wear a robe, except judges, and they usually don't wear them outside of the courtroom. So that won't help
either. Not unless they want to make the front page of the newspaper.
Exactly. She's slim. Remember one of John Gotti's guys used to wear a robe outside. And he was trying to convince the world that he was crazy.
Right.
And he wore a robe out in the street every day. Okay, she's slim, but there's a lot of people who are slim, so that's not going to help you. Normal height, that's not going to help you. A mask is going to disguise who she is. So I don't know how you can do it.
You can't.
Maybe just every woman you see today, say, Judge, happy birthday. Okay, that will do it. But she's one of my dearest friends, and I've known her my whole life in Buffalo. As long as I've been in Buffalo, I've known Penny Wolfgang, and I wish her a very wonderful birthday. And I hope the next birthday we're celebrating it together with our usual lunch.
Absolutely. Right? Happy birthday, Penny.
Now let's sing happy birthday. Ready?
Here we go.
We're singing it from three locations, from the studio. Two locations.
I can go somewhere else.
I haven't been drinking. By the way, I'm so happy to hear that I'm no longer the largest guy on the broadcast team.
Oh,
Buzzy gained 20 pounds.
That is, yes.
You sure you can blow out the candles, Buzzy? Here we go. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. It's too slow, guys.
Pick up the pace.
Happy birthday to you.
This is horrible.
Happy birthday.
You guys are terrible.
Stop.
I'm carrying this thing.
The FCC is going to take our license.
We're going to get fined.
Follow my lead. I was,
and then you told us we were going too slow.
And when we get to with the name, it's Judge Penny. That'll fit the best. Okay, you ready?
Judge Penny.
Here we go. A one and a two and a three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Judge Penny. Happy birthday to you.
We'll be right back after this. Today is not only Penny Wolfgang's birthday, Judge Penny Wolfgang's birthday, but it is also Penny Wolfgang Day, according to the mayor. It is her day. The mayor has proclaimed today her day. And on line two is that very special birthday person, Judge Penny Wolfgang. Hello, Judge.
Well, it was supposed to be a secret.
Oh, was it? Well, it's out now. And if it was going to be a secret.
Thanks a lot. Right.
I'm sorry. I know that it was going to happen today, and I thought I'd spread the good news. I didn't mean to spoil it for you.
I lost you.
Yes. Can you hear me?
You there? Yes.
So
listen, what kind of cake am I getting?
Whatever you buy. That's the kind of cake I'm getting. I was going to get you a cake, but I haven't been out of the house for a month, and they don't bring cakes to the door.
No.
But as soon as I do get out of the house, we will have a very nice cake and maybe a very nice lunch.
And we will celebrate, right, a belated birthday. This is one I guess I'll always remember for my life, right?
How will people know if they want to wish you one in person when you're out on the street? You're probably wearing a mask. They won't know it's you.
I heard that. Maybe my blonde hair?
Well, that could be it. Now, you are a walker, runner, jogger, so you might, but you're a regular height, regular size, so there's, I didn't know how to kind of give the audience a clue so that they could wish you a happy birthday.
Maybe I'll wear a happy birthday mask.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, put it on. Are you going to wear your robe?
No, I'm not going to wear my robe. I'd probably get arrested. A crazy person.
Is wearing a robe. Now, are you writing good vows for Bernadette and I, because you're going to marry us?
I've been.
And I'm totally at your mercy. There's nothing I can do during the middle of a wedding ceremony.
And as you pointed out, we've known each other a long time, so I know a lot of secrets.
Yes, and you're bound to keep them secret because of your oath.
Yes, I am. Absolutely, I will. I'm working on the vows. I can't wait. I can't wait till we can all be together in real life.
Well, that'll be good, and I promise we'll have a very nice birthday celebration. Make this the best birthday you've ever had today, Judge.
Thank you. Thanks, sweetie. Thank you all.
Okay, good to talk to you. Bye-bye. Judge Penny Wolfgang, retired from the bench, just a real doll and a friend of mine for a long, long time. Now, the big news today coming out of BEN is the fob that they give us to open the door doesn't work because Buzzy weighs too much now. He's gained 20 pounds. He's gained 20 pounds in a month.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't said that. So, you know, it's you had the quarantine, right?
And, sure.
We wanted to do a lot of comfort eating.
And you got the free snacks. The snack machine guy left a whole box of snacks.
That's right. Well, so here's what happened. You know, I would come into work, but then I'd go home, and there's nothing to do. There's no afternoon routine. The gym is closed, so we would get, you know, Chipotle for lunch, and we would get all those goody freezer things to throw in the air fryer for dinner, and we would do that like 3 or 4 times a week. So, you know, naturally, I put a few pounds on, but I want to say, this morning, it's only turned into the quarantine 17 now. So I only have 17 pounds to lose to get back to where I was.
Well, that's good. Meanwhile, at my house, I had a yen yesterday in the afternoon. I said, you know what I could go for right now? How about some beef jerky? And I went to, I was quiet, I tiptoed into the kitchen, into the pantry, and looked in the jerky section of the pantry, and it was gone. And I said to Bernadette, are the cats eating my beef jerky? Because they're the only ones here that eat things besides myself, and it's gone. She ate my beef jerky and now wants more. She's got jerky on her back.
That's funny, because I just bought 2 bags yesterday.
She loved the flavor, and luckily she still had some hidden, I think, underneath her sweatshirt, and she gave me a couple of strips of it, and I got to taste it. That's a very good flavor, but most of it was gone. That's what happens in a medical situation like this. People get crazy.
Yeah, they do. Now my son, I let him try a piece of beef jerky, and, well, now he's a huge fan, so...
Oh, yeah.
I have to buy more.
It's very good, and it keeps, and it's very portable, and you can take it with you.
I bought a sweet and spicy one to try, so I'm anxious for that. That's another one of the Sweet Baby Ray ones.
Yeah, you like spicy stuff.
Yes.
I'm basically a non-spicy guy, but I'll try stuff every once in a while.
Smoked hickory is really good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Smoked hickory, Bernie. Smoked hickory is one he is suggesting. Very good. Good. What's new with you guys? Anything happen at Casa Caligiuri?
No, we're excited for the draft. We're going to be plopped in front of the TV. Going to be looking for, see if they have any glitches, things like that. In fact, Nick and I get a little side bet thing going, and it's fun. We're excited for this. Actually, something worth watching.
Oh, I got an email yesterday. I should have saved it. I didn't. After I read it, I deleted it. Cause I don't keep stuff on there that I don't have to future reference. And it was very complimentary to you, Tony.
Me?
Yes, you. You. And not so complimentary to me.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, I can't figure out why. And it said that I've never gotten over my failed, I'll tell you when I come back. You know, maybe it's in the trash part. I'll see if I still got it there. But he accuses me of failing in a market I never worked in. How about that? It takes a real talent to be able to do that. We'll be back with more News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Let's get rocking and rolling here on Beach and Company so far. What's going on? Well, we got a couple of thoughts. We're just throwing some thoughts out there, here, there, and everywhere. Governor got a little hot under the collar yesterday during his press conference. He's been pretty much contained. I haven't seen him like that in a while. But he drove the car off the cliff yesterday with that one. So what's going on? Have you noticed that these press conferences now, there's less and less news coming out of them? Basically, they're updates. The numbers change, but that's about it. And they start from the beginning. It's like sometimes when you DVR something, if you start with it, you suddenly find out that you had to stop it and go and answer the telephone or something. Then so you put it on record, and then when you come back, it records right from the beginning. It rewinds itself, and I think these press conferences are on rewind, and they're losing some of their effect. Andrew Cuomo will have people sitting next to him at the big table there, but he doesn't bring them on very often. The president has people on and off, and he starts, then he brings some people on, and then he goes back to the people. He had another dumbass reporter on yesterday. What a waste of time he was. I don't understand. The president must feel this need to go after these people because he allows them not only one question, sometimes two and three, and it's the same thing. But I don't think that these press conferences are having the effect they used to have. You guys agree or not? What do you think?
I think they've kind of run their course. Are they press conferences? Are they just virus updates? You know, they're throwing out numbers every day. But it seems like a lot of it is just them spinning their wheels.
Yeah, and as far as numbers are concerned, I don't even try and remember them simply because they're changing all the time. If I wrote down the numbers that were here at 8:55, and I want to talk and reference the numbers at 9:30, they're different. So there's no point in referencing them unless there's some dramatic spike. Buzzy, what do you think? Do you think they have any effect left or not?
No, the numbers do. I think everyone reacts to those numbers, and it's still heartbreaking to hear the deaths every day out of New York State. But they don't need to drag on as long as they do. I mean, these briefings could easily be 15-minute updates from his desk, from his office, not these drawn-out things where you take a few questions one day, and then the next day you're there for 90 minutes. And that goes for not only the governor, that goes for the president as well. We don't need to parade everyone out there every day when there's nothing new to report.
Yeah, I agree with that. A simple, here's a statement or even a handout. Just hand it out to the reporters what the new numbers are and any new headlines. But basically, taking up an hour, hour and a half, it's your brain will fry eventually. So that's that. And so most of us are home. And those of us working are working from home. Oh, yeah, before I get into the meat of the subject. So I get this email yesterday, a guy praising Tony, saying how good Tony is, and that's fine. I get a lot of stuff like that. Tony is good. That's why we've been doing this thing together for 23 years. And it says me. First it said, I sold my soul to the devil for money. Well, I think anybody who works in radio can be accused of that. Yes, we all sell our soul to the devil for money if we work in radio. But then it said, I never got over my failure in, what did it say, Bernie? C-Town? C-Town, which I assume stands for Chicago. Would you guys say it stands for Chicago?
I would bet. Chi-Town, oh. C-Town.
See, yeah, okay. My failure in Chicago. The only problem is, I've never worked in Chicago, ever. I've been offered two jobs in Chicago, one at WLS to do a talk show in the afternoon, and the other one was for NBC to program WKQX in Chicago, which I did not take. So I didn't take either job offered in Chicago, but I've never worked in Chicago. And as far as selling my soul for money, I'd have to get more than I'm getting now to make that happen. But basically, I sold part of it. Let's put it that way. I sold enough of it to get a car when I want to. That's about it. But it's amazing. Every time I get criticized, they bring up some town I never worked in or a station I never even visited. But that's the way it goes. That's the legend, the man and the legend, Sandy Beach.
You're in halls of fame and markets you never worked in.
That's true. I demand that they put me in the Indianapolis Hall of Fame. I've never been there, but Intercom probably owns something in every market in the country. So I guess I could do a tour. That would be kind of fun, actually. Do a week in every different Intercom market that has news talk. I think that'd be kind of fun to do.
Sure it would, and you get to travel.
Yeah, it would be fun. Kind of fun. All right, let's see. Now let's get to it. Going to work. Some people, going to work only requires a few steps, like me. I'm in a room next to the room where I spend a lot of time, and my broadcast equipment set up, and so I'm working here. And a lot of you are working in your homes, maybe in your man cave or in your basement or in your a dining room or wherever your equipment's set up, and so that's what we do. But other people are going to work at the same place they've always gone to work, and I'd like to talk to them. Do you feel like you're missing something, where the people you work with are at home and you're at the workplace because you have to be at the workplace? You're, in other words, Tony has to be there, Buzzy has to be there, and I, by decree, have to be here. I preferred and I wished I could have been at home, but I can't. So I'm here because I have 84 out of the 85 reasons why I should be here. But I want to know from the people who are working in the same workplace they've always worked in, what's it like? Do you feel left out? Do you wish you could work from home? Is this better because you can concentrate more on your job than you could if you were at home? First, that's just the first question. When we come back, I'll start with Buzzy and Tony, and then I want to hear from you. And I've got two other questions. One regarding the mayor of Las Vegas, who is an absolute nut job. Name is Carolyn Goodman. And another about Harris County, Texas, which is the third largest county in the country. In the country. Oh, by the way, before we break, did I hear right this morning on the news that the Erie County budget, they have $100 million in their rainy day fund, but they don't want to spend it. They want the government to refill, okay? If it's a rainy day fund, I hate to tell the people in the legislature and Mark Poloncarz, it's raining. It's not only raining, it's pouring. If you're not going to use the rainy day fund, then give it back to us. Just to have it on your bank account doesn't cut it. This is the time you should use it. We'll take a break in case they didn't know it was raining. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, big news from last night on TV was that our the chef from Buffalo, the French chef whose name is
Camille
Lesser. Camille Lesser. It sounds like something you'd learn in a French class. Repeat now after me, class. Camille Lesser won the contest. Last night, Guy Fieri, is that how you pronounce his last name, Tony?
Yes.
Guy Fieri was having a championship round, and our guy won. He won. He did something the Bills haven't been able to do and the Sabres haven't been able to do. He won a championship.
Ooh.
Our guy, a French guy. Who has, doesn't he still have a shop here in Buffalo?
Hurdle.
It's on Hurdle, yeah. And the things he made looked really good. And he did a championship round of, gnocchi? He did how many?
He made about how many? Made about 315 minutes.
300 wow. Gnocchi in 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
I thought it was Tony eating the gnocchi. It was the chef creating the gnocchi. Isn't that incredible?
That is absolutely incredible.
So
good for him.
Congratulations to the celebrity chef. Maybe after things get a little calmer, we're not talking about the virus every single day, we'll have him on the show.
Hey, speaking of Hurdle Avenue, if anybody's looking for a mask, Reichel Formal Wear is making masks, so you can contact them.
Oh, what's the name again?
Reichel Formal Wear. It is on Hurdle and Crestwood, I believe.
Okay, if you're looking for a mask, Bernie made our mask. She made 22 of them, I think, for the people at Poplar Pizza. That's her daughter's place, and her family, and me. I haven't worn it yet because I haven't left the house.
I like okay. The pepper pattern. It's really cool.
You like that? I'm
yes,
a pepper.
I do.
You're a pepper. We can all be peppers together.
I want to get one of the Buffalo Bills face masks. That'll be cool.
That'd be unusual, too. Somebody wearing something with Bills logo.
Shocking. Either that or Metallica. There are all kinds out that are out right now. You get your favorite sports team, your favorite band.
Oh, sure. Now, you know what? You know it'd be funny, don't you?
What's that?
What you do is you get a mask that has a set of lips on it. So it would look like your lips are in your forehead. See, now that would be unusual. People would say, wow, rush this person to the emergency room. Okay, now I'm asking Buzzy and Tony my first question. If you go to work and you still work in the same building or the same workplace you were before, do you miss it? Do you wish you were home working out of your house? Now, you two guys can't. Buzzy does some shows from his house, but basically when he's working with us, he can't do that from at home. Tony, you could not do that from home either, but do you miss it? Do you wish you could? First, Tony. Yes, Tony.
Yeah, I do wish I could do this from home. Certainly be a lot quicker to get to the bathroom than here, and I wouldn't have to struggle and time it out so many times during the day.
The bathroom is six steps for one of my bathrooms. We have four bathrooms. One of them is six steps from where I am. What a great comfort, just looking at the door, knowing right on the other side of that door, there it is. Amazing how our priorities change.
It does. The older you get, the more important the bathroom is.
You wish you could be home.
Yeah, I do. I wish I could be home with the kids and, you know, basically save them from Jeannie and save Jeannie from them.
Keep the wife and the kids apart.
Yeah, I'm the law in the house.
Yeah, it's like the mixed martial arts. You're the guy in the middle that keeps them from killing each other.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So you wish you were home. How about you, Buzzy? Do you wish... What are you watching? Pigs fight? I'm watching Bernadette. She's looking at... Who is it? What?
Deer.
Oh, they're deer fighting.
No, they're antlers.
Oh, they're antlers. Okay, got it. She's doing Wide World of Sports. I'm trying to do important talk show information. Now, Buzzy, do you wish... you can. You do some of your shows from at home. Which do you prefer, doing them from here or doing them from home?
Well, let me tell you, those night shows at home are a lot of fun, and 15 minutes after I'm off the air, I'm in bed. So I love the benefit of that. But I do like that I'm still in somewhat of a routine. I like coming to work. There's no one here anymore, so there's that. But it gets me to wake up on time, and I'm staying in somewhat of a routine. Let me tell you, if I was doing everything from home, it would have been the quarantine 40, Sandy, not just the quarantine 20.
All right. Rush Limbaugh is going to be next in the news, and then the other two questions. But the first one is, if you're going to work to the same place you've always gone to work, do you miss not being able to work from home like everybody else? On News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.